Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show. I know that you've probably been in that kitchen preparing for your Thanksgiving dinner or that one side dish that you're taking with you to someone else's house. Well, I am not going to keep you for no more than 30 minutes. I hope all is well with you. And let us pray before we begin. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this night. We thank you for everything that you've done for us and our family, and we just ask you, Lord Jesus, to give us the strength and the encouragement to get through this holiday weekend. Well, we call the holiday blues. This is the first one, the first holiday as we go into. And I know, and Heavenly Father, we just ask you, Lord Jesus, to just wrap your arms around us and help us to get through each and every minute of this weekend. Heavenly Father, we know that you will. We know that you're always there with us. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Tonight, we are going to, I'm going to just go back and refresh something that was said last week. If God seems so far away, we talked about that last week, and I just wanted to just bring that up in case of someone else didn't hear it, that I know that God sometimes does seem far away when we're going through things and we can't seem to hear him, but rather God seems near or far or somewhere in between right now. Just know that God grieves and he also is there for our suffering. God's ways are not our ways, yet God has entered in our lives in his son Jesus, and Jesus was all about helping those who suffer. Jesus cares deeply for people whose heart were broken by sorrow. When you cry, Jesus cried. Your tears are his tears. Your pain is his pain. And God doesn't take away all of our pain, but he shares it. He's there for us. That's the way he works. He's there. No matter how long it takes for us to get through it, he will be there to walk with us one day at a time. This evening, I want to give you some tips and some scriptures that could help you through this holiday blues, the Thanksgiving holiday. But first, I want to talk about the three ends of grief: normal, natural, and necessary. Grief is normal because it is how people respond to a significant personal loss. It's normally to expect people who lose someone they love to be deeply affected by their loss. Grief is also natural in that it is completely human things to do. We can't avoid grief. It is built into us. We are created to grieve, just as we are created to love. We love, and when we lose someone we love, we grieve. Grief, would you believe that grief is necessary? Grief provides a healthy way to cope with the loss and everything it means to us. Trying to ignore and avoid grief won't work. It will only make the grief last longer and possibly cause even pain. Yes, it can cause pain because sometimes we hold it in, we avoid grief, we like put it in a box and leave it there, and we don't deal with that this has happened and what you're going through, and that's not healthy. But grief is normal, natural, and necessary. It's a necessary journey that we must go to in order to survive and get through it. Well, I have some tips getting through Thanksgiving holiday and also some scripture. Well, I hope that these tips and scripture will give you some comfort, support, strength, encouragement to endure the journey. I'll start with the scripture. Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord, he will be the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. In Joshua 9, it says, be strong and courageous. The Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. He is there with you during this Thanksgiving holiday. He will walk and be with you every step of the way. And Psalms 147:3 says, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. And that's exactly what he does. He knows your heart is broken because of what you're going through. The loved one that's been there for you during Thanksgiving, you share different things together. You probably cook different meals together. You go to family members together or whatever you did during Thanksgiving. Of course, your heart is right now, you feel like you have a broken heart. But just knowing that God will bind up those wounds and help you to get through this holiday time. Well, I have some tips for you also. Now, number one tip, don't stay alone for Thanksgiving. Go and be with family and friends. Number two, people will approach and say the wrong thing to you, but they really mean well. When they say that he's now at a better place, well, really and truly, you would be thinking that he would be in a better place being here with me. But they mean well, but sometimes they just don't know what to say. Number three, if they continue to talk about your loved one, you know, where they continue to talk, asking questions, making comments, and you've had enough of that. And you want them to really stop talking and talk about something else. Well, make an excuse to go to the restroom or look across the room. Oh, I haven't seen that person in a long time. I want to go and say hello to that person. Make some kind of excuse where you can get away, because sometimes you don't want to keep hearing the things that they're saying. Like I say, some of them are kind and mean well, but sometimes the right thing doesn't come out of their mouth. And you have to forgive them, but they really care. But they don't know what to say. Many things that people say after you lose a loved one, it really upsets you. And some of them will say, oh, I know how you feel. Or sometimes after a certain number of months, they think that you should have gone, oh, are you still crying? Are you still doing, you still going through that? I thought you would get through it by now. So it's, even though that they're caring, is not what they need to say to you. Because if they have not gone through what you're going through now, they can't, they really can't say, I know how you feel. And everyone has a different time limit that it takes for them to get through their journey of grief. And you take your time and don't let anyone try to force you to hurry your grief. Just knowing that you take one day at a time and allow yourself and give yourself permission to grieve. So just knowing that that's important. And number four, I'm only giving you a few things because I know we only have 30 minutes. Number four, continue to pray without ceasing. Just like Jesus spent every day praying as when he was on this earth. So just knowing that you can do the same thing too. He prays for strength to his Father, and you can do the same thing for that strength that you need, that inner strength that you need, that feeling that you need for him to be, you want to feel his presence. And you can, but you have to pray without ceasing and ask him. And he will do just that. He will find different ways for you to know that he's there. A scripture you'll hear, someone saying, the pastor saying something, and you think that he's speaking to you only. Or a friend calls you up and start talking and say something that encourages you. So there's so many different ways that God speaks to us, but sometimes we are hurting so much, are really upset, lonely, depressed, we can't seem to see it. That's why when I talked about first, that when we feel that God is so far away, and it's because how we are dealing with the grief, we can't get through and seeing something that's good in this situation. So sometimes your brain is all fogged and you just can't see or feel his presence. So continue to pray without ceasing, and God will show you signs, because he showed me many signs. And also when I had questions for him, he would find a way to let me know that he is either answering my prayer or he hears me. And many occasions I received that as I was going through my journey of grief. Now, what else I have here? Excuse me for a second. I'm going to also go back to, and those, I only wanted to give you really four tips, because those are the most important things, because when you're dealing and being around other family members, because they will be saying things to you, oh, how are you doing? Or, you know, and if you tear up, they might say, you still crying? or whatever. But like I say, they'll say something sometimes that, sometimes they'll say something encouraging. But most of the time, the wrong thing comes out of their mouth. And just knowing that God is there with us whenever it seems far away, deal with scriptures. Have special scriptures that you like that gives you comfort. And I mentioned three of them. And this Deuteronomy 31:8, you know, he will never leave you nor forsake you. That is so true. As you continue to go through your journey, I'm sure many of you have experienced it already, that he will never leave you nor forsake you. You know that he's been there through this time in your life. And some of you are seasoned widows, so I know that you know that very well, that he will always be there for you. No matter how long it takes, just walk in it. And he'll get you through that time in your life. And talking, going back to the three N's of grief, the most important thing is to give yourself permission to grieve. People begin to feel the tears welling up or emotions as you go through that beginning of your grief journey. Just knowing that if you feel like crying, cry. Cry until the tears dry up. So don't feel that you can't cry. I know I cried a whole lot. I cried so much when I went back to work. I went back to work a little bit too early. I went back to work 2 weeks after. And every time someone said something to me, I started crying. I could not keep the tears from flowing. And it became very difficult for me being at work because I just whenever, and I had so many, a lot of customers, what became friends, really. And they really came in and asked, you know, telling me that, you know, they're giving me their condolences and sorry what happened. And I was just like boo-boo crying, had no control. But those tears eventually dried up. I drove from work crying down the expressway, going up every morning, coming back. I mean, those things, if you feel that way, continue to let it out. Because one day it will dry up. And one day mine did dry up. One day, you know, I was going up and down the expressway, crying all the time. But I can't pay the moment. But if one day it did, I was able to talk and hear other people say something to me about my husband without crying. So eventually you get there also too. And in Psalms 6:6 says, my groaning has worn me out. At night, my bed and pillow are soaked with tears. Have you experienced that also? Yeah, I'm sure you have. And you may not want to really sleep on that side, on the other side. Some of my widows said they slept on their husband's side of the bed. I never did during that time. I just kept to my side. But each person has its own way to journey through their grief. So just know that continue to give your permission to grieve. Let yourself grieve because it is normal, natural, and necessary. Next week, we're going to talk about the shock of the loss and am I going crazy? I didn't want to spend a whole lot of time on the different parts in the book because I wanted to give you those tips and the scripture. And I hope that they were very will be very helpful to you. I have some announcements. The announcement, if that is important, that I need to tell you these two announcements. We're having a Christmas party. The Christmas party is going to be Friday, December the 15th, during the day, from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. at the Brooklyn Clubhouse where I live. And the lunch will be catered. Please, also, what we normally do every year, we do a community outreach event. And I hope that you will be able to bring two wrapped shoeboxes filled with toiletry items. But we've changed to another women and children's shelter, and they're asking us to bring large items instead of the little small toiletry items. They're asking us to bring large toothpaste, toothbrush, floss, hair brush, shampoo and conditioner, lotion and deodorant, soap, hair bows, sanitary napkins. But we want the large items because they don't want have to replenish these things so often. So by putting the larger items in the shoeboxes this year, I hope that you will support that. And we need two wrapped shoeboxes, and it's for boys, girls, and women. And this is a women and children shelter. Please make sure that you label each box so they will know who to give those boxes to. And please bring it with you at the Christmas party on December 15th. And just remember that is during the day from 11:30 to 1:30. I'll continue to remind you each Tuesday as well as texting you for a reminder as well. One thing I would also like you to include in the shoebox is some sort of Christmas item, maybe Christmas socks or something in the box. So to make it, you know, because you have wrapped it all like a Christmas gift, put something Christmassy in the box, in the shoebox as well. The other announcement is our annual trip. We are going next year, June the 10th through the 14th, at 5 days, 2024, to the Art Encounter and Creation Museum in Cincinnati, Ohio. I have already sent you a flyer, but I would like for you to please invite others to our trip. Like I said, you can bring anyone with you, but no children. Male or female can go on this trip. We have to pack the bus. We need at least 45 to 50 people on the bus, so we need your help and support with that. I will also, on Monday, send you the flyer again, along with the payment plan, because I know you need that. So you'll have that by Monday. I don't want to give it to you now, because we want you to enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday and not worry about additional bill or anything like that. I want you to enjoy it and enjoy that Black Friday. So I'll get back to you on Monday, this coming Monday, the flyer as well as the payment plan. So those are the two important announcements I wanted to make. And that is all I have for tonight. I just wanted to pretty much make it short so you can go back and start cooking. I have to go back in the kitchen. I just made a carrot cake and also a carrot cake cupcake as well. So I need to go ahead and put the icing on it. And then I'll get ready for bed. But I'm going to go ahead and finish that up because I am taking that to my nieces. I don't have to do any cooking other than bringing the desserts. So I have some other dessert I have to bring also, but that's one of the main things that they want to make sure that I bring is the carrot cake. So I hope that you will have an enjoyable and safe holiday. Be blessed. And next week, we'll talk more about the holiday blues. But I just wanted to go over those few things, tips and scriptures that you could use during this time. And also talking about the three M's. It's normal, natural, and necessary for you and whatever you're going through. It is the normal thing. And just continue to be strong, knowing that God is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Be blessed and have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. And good night. And I am going to play Jason Nelson again. I am. If this is the moment, listen to his word.
I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. Let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am for you. I am the one who sees a need and always provides. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, and where